The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so welcome, welcome. And today I wanted to say just a few words about this idea that, you know, when uncomfortable experiences arise. Before we turned on the recording, we were talking about how hot it was in Las Vegas, 114 degrees, and still my mind can't quite get around that. That's really, really hot. But whether it's our external experience, our environment, or whether it's our internal, you know, our feelings or emotions or thoughts or something like this, wherever it arises or whatever seems to be the cause for it, humans have an awful lot of uncomfortable experiences. I'm sure you've noticed. If you hadn't noticed, you wouldn't be here at a place called Happy Hour. But often when we have uncomfortable experiences, it's our habit, it's our pattern to shut down or disconnect or maybe start blaming ourselves, blaming others, you know, one of these ways in which there's a, you know, a habitual response when things are uncomfortable. Of course there is, right? Of course there is. We all want to be happy. We all want to have ease. Nobody wants to be uncomfortable. And so much of when uncomfortableness arises, there can be a little feeling, sometimes it can even be a little panicky feeling, like, how can I fix this? How can I make it go away? I don't want to be uncomfortable. Dang it. I've tried to organize my whole life to avoid this, and yet here it is. So I just want to talk about briefly today is how what we're doing here at Happy Hour, some of this loving kindness practice and compassion practice, can really support our being with uncomfortable feelings. And notice how I didn't say make the uncomfortable feelings go away. That's what we all want, of course. But what's underneath, what's kind of like fueling that making things go away is a little bit or a lot of aversion, little bit of ill will or hostility, or I mean, it might be really subtle, really quiet, but this I kind of expressed it just a moment ago by saying, dang it, go away. You know, that this feeling like it shouldn't be this way. And that habitual response is kind of what perpetuates the uncomfortable feeling. So instead, what we're invited to do and what can be really transformative, and I'm not exaggerating this, can be completely transformative. And you're not going to be surprised when I say this is not easy. As best we can we be with that uncomfortable experience? Not shut down, not disconnect, not start blaming. But instead, there's can be a mental thing that we can tell ourselves, like, of course I feel uncomfortable. I haven't eaten, or that person is yelling, or I need to sleep more, or my expectations weren't met, or, you know, whatever it might be. And we don't have to do this. We don't have to go through this long list of exactly why we're feeling uncomfortable, but just this recognition that it's not magic. Like, it, uncomfortableness is arising for a reason. We don't have to know exactly what the reason is. If we sat down and thought about it, we could figure out many reasons. But that's the first thing, maybe just to say, actually, this experience right now is the confluence of so many different things coming together. I found my with my feelings a little bit hurt recently, and I realized, oh yeah, I had the expectations that this person was going to call me back at a certain time, and we were going to address the things that I had sent in the email that I felt like needed to be taken care of. And I felt like, oh, they don't care about this as much as I do. You know, I had a little bit of this feeling. And then just to recognize, well, of course, when you have expectations, but they're not getting clearly communicated or something like this, you know, sometimes we feel uncomfortable. It doesn't have to be the end of the world. Okay, so that's the first part, is to recognize it's all these confluence of causes and conditions coming together that are making the present moment experience. Here's the second part, that with loving kindness practice and some compassion practice, we can shift our relationship to that uncomfortable experience. Instead of pushing it away, instead of having a little bit of anger or hostility, we can allow that experience to be there. We can open to that experience. We can be present for that experience because it is there. Right? It's already there. So we're just opening to what's there. It may still be uncomfortable, but if we can kind of remove the wishing that it weren't there, or the blaming ourselves or blaming others, then it can unfold in a different way. And that different way will be born out of this allowing rather than aversion. And something that's born out of allowing comes from a sense of more freedom, or warm-heartedness, or there's some okayness that's inherent or is part of or characterizes, or maybe I should not use those words exactly, but there's that flavor that comes out of the experience. So to help us to be okay in the midst of whatever is happening, and especially in the uncomfortable experiences, to allow it to be happening, to not shut down, is transformative. This then is a real key for living a life in which we feel connected to ourselves and connected to others. And Tara Brach, she wrote in the preface to the Amar Coleman's book, Make Peace With Your Mind, that's Tara Brach wrote in the preface to that, she wrote, stopping the war against ourselves is the key to healing our wounds and opening our hearts to the world. So there's this way, and we're kind of having this war against ourselves. We're like, no, I don't want it to be this way, or something's wrong, or disconnecting from ourselves, or whatever it might be. This is not easy, right? What I am describing is not easy. And this is why we have a meditation practice. Part of the reason why, right? This is part of how the fruits of a loving kindness practice can really make a difference in our lives, is it allows us to be with the anxiety that maybe we don't even know why we're feeling anxious, or allows us to be nervous or sad or angry or whatever it might be. So today we'll do some loving kindness practice, and then we'll do a little bit of compassion practice for ourselves, because that can be a real support when we're having some difficulties, is to something we might want to do in that moment to help us allow that moment, is some compassion practice for ourselves. Okay, that was maybe more words than I needed to say, but just planting some seeds of some ideas that may later bear fruit, or be helpful. So we'll start with a little bit of mindfulness practice. So, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths as a way to connect with the body. Sometimes it's helpful to have these exaggerated breaths to help us connect. And then allowing the breathing to return to normal. And just feeling in with what this moment experience is like. Maybe the physical experience. How does the body feel? Be checking in with the mental and emotional experience. Are there moods or qualities? A lot of energy, little energy, sadness, happiness, whatever it might be. Can we just notice? And then allowing the attention to rest on the sensations of breathing. The movement of the chest or belly or air going in and out of the nose. When the mind wanders, we don't have to make it a problem. We just come back to the sensations of breathing. We can always come back to this practice, the sensations of breathing, just tuning into those experiences. If ever it feels like loving kindness just doesn't feel like it's the right practice, or you're feeling overwhelmed, maybe emotions come up, you can always come back to mindfulness practice. But to begin the loving kindness practice, we'll begin where it's easy. So bringing to mind a lovable being. Somebody for whom it's simple, straightforward, uncomplicated. To feel warm-hearted towards. Connecting with this being. and allowing yourself to feel this warm-heartedness you have for them. For some people, it shows up as maybe a literal warmth in the chest, heart area. For some people, it's more just like an internal smile, like a little sense of delight. For some people, maybe it's they don't quite have access to it right now. Perfectly fine. But to help support our having this experience connecting to that well-wishing of the lovable being, we can repeat these phrases while having the being in mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Allowing ourselves to feel the goodwill we have for this lovable being. Whether that lovable being is a furry family member, somebody that had an impact on us when we were young, younger, coach, teacher, mentor, somebody who's in our life now. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Can we just tune into the goodwill, warm-heartedness we have for this lovable being? Maybe tuning into your physical sensations of openness or warmth. Maybe it's not even quite clear what the experience is of care and love, kindness. But tuning into them nevertheless. And then to expand our loving kindness to include ourselves. I think it's really helpful to always include ourselves when we're doing loving kindness practice. Sometimes we might think that we just need to have it for others, but just to have a balanced, well-rounded, loving kindness practice, we should also include ourselves. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Wishing ourselves goodwill. Connecting to that intention of goodwill. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Now we're going to build on this loving kindness we've been cultivating. We're not going to do something radically different. We're just going to expand what we've already done. So coming from this place of well-wishing, coming from this place of openness and warm-heartedness as best as we can. It's perfectly fine if you're not quite able at this moment to tap into it, but if you can, to allow that experience to be a support, to be a foundation for, we can do a little bit of compassion practice for ourselves. So bring into mind an uncomfortable experience, not the most uncomfortable. On a scale of 1 to 10, a 2 or a 3. And then coming from this place of love, care, and well-wishing, we can tune into this uncomfortableness, be aware of it, and say this phrase. May this difficulty be held with kindness and ease. May this uncomfortableness be held with kindness and ease. May this uncomfortableness be held with kindness and ease. Recognizing the uncomfortableness and allowing it to be there and holding it as best we can, with kindness and ease. If that uncomfortableness has gone away, you can go back to loving kindness practice. Or maybe bring to mind another one. This whole process should have a quality of some ease. I'm really moving slowly, out of time and space. It feels like too much. We can do simple mindfulness of breathing. May this uncomfortableness be held with kindness and ease. It's so easy for aversion, a little bit of hostility or ill will to creep in towards our uncomfortable experiences, of course. So it can be really helpful to do this practice starting with some warm-heartedness. So we can get used to what is it like to hold something uncomfortable with kindness and ease. Yeah, this idea of holding uncomfortableness in a way that kind of disrupts the patterns in which we, you know, maybe not even recognize how we respond to things that are uncomfortable. If you'd like, maybe you could put in the chat box, how was that, this idea of doing loving kindness where it's easy and then for oneself and then to bring in some uncomfortable experiences and doing that. Somebody writing. Does anybody want to put just something in the chat box? Like how that experience was. A heart. That's very nice. And let's see. I see some of them are direct messages to me, so I won't say those out loud. Yes, on loving kindness and compassion practice. Yeah, helpful. Yeah, I usually want to run away from uncomfortable feelings. Of course we do, right? It's just natural. And we might even not even recognize that the attitude that we have towards uncomfortable feelings is one that has a little bit of a go away, you know, a little bit of a, I don't know what the word is. I'm using the word hostility. I haven't done metta to myself before. It was good, yeah. And it worked well. I needed it today, yeah, right? Probably many of us need this every day, right? Great. Thank you for that. Dealing with specific issues at this time, very helpful to disrupt the old pattern to allow space and healing, a different path. Thank you. That's exactly. Disrupt old patterns. Takes time and is not easy. Sometimes it feels uncomfortable, but this is exactly why we're doing this. Physically uncomfortable sensations as well are challenging. You know what? Thank you for saying that. I didn't address that directly when I brought this up, but you're absolutely right. Because, you know, just bodily pain, part of what it means to have a human body is uncomfortable. Yeah, I'm still trying to adjust to giving loving kindness to myself. Yeah, right. This alone is such a powerful practice because maybe that's another pattern that we are disrupting here instead of beating ourselves up, blaming ourselves for everything. It can be transformative to do that. We'll use this when the mind races and insomnia accompanies me. Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic. May it be helpful. So now I'd like to provide an opportunity for you guys to talk to one another a bit more directly and kind of explore this idea of being in uncomfortable situations and being able to hold up to hold them. Maybe I'll say this is maybe a subtle thing, but it can be really impactful. Notice that the phrase was, may this uncomfortableness be held with kindness and ease. So I was using passive language. I didn't say, may I hold this with kindness and ease, because it's too easy then to slip into, oh, I'm doing it wrong if we don't have this kindness and ease. So instead of may it be held with kindness and ease, kind of this passive language. Okay, so in the breakout rooms, it's helpful to just say one point and then let it go to the next person. And they say one point, then it goes to the next person and they say one point. And then it comes back around to the first person and they can say something else. Rather than saying all your thoughts and ideas that you might have about a topic, it's really helpful to like just extend this loving kindness that we've been cultivating to other people, to create the container, create the space in which people can share and be heard. I kind of like to say this and to level the playing field between the introverts and the extroverts. So not for the first person to take all the time, but just say one thing and then let it go around the circle so that everybody has an opportunity to speak. And if it's helpful, you can go in alphabetical order. Sometimes it's not clear who's going to go first. We'll just go who's first in the alphabet. Okay, so here we go. Okay, so welcome back. Does anybody have a comment or a question or something they'd like to say? Nope. That's all right. We don't have to. No pressure.
Well, maybe I could add something.
Yeah.
I think as we were closing, we were considering the issue of retirement. And one of the realizations that's come to me is, I think with the mindfulness work, I'm beginning to be able to see that that's a continuation. That retirement is an old term, like aging, that doesn't mean the same thing today as it did 50 years ago or more. Mm-hmm. And so, looking for continuation of what? And very definitely Dharma practice and other things in my own life, but the mindfulness is, I'm very grateful for that work, because mm-hmm. this is what it's leading to, is what is it? What am I continuing into?
Nice. Thank you, Pat. And so you have the freedom to ask that question.
Yes.
And to also like, well, maybe here's an opportunity for me to create the conditions at least for something that I really want to do. Yeah. So just following our patterns or habits or expectations or something.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Pat. Peggy.
I just want to say I really enjoyed our group. And it was nice to hear others shares, and it inspired kinder thinking in myself, and also we followed the instructions and that was actually nice. I think we ended up hearing more from everyone, and sometimes one share grew into others about kind of bounced off each other. So I really enjoyed it. Thanks everyone. And to you, Diana.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Peggy. Yeah, I know that I give this instruction, just say one point, but some people, they, you know, it's not a usual way of talking. So they just start talking and it can't stop. But hopefully eventually, if you hear me saying this often enough, you'll be like, oh yeah, just one point this time. Okay, well, with some warm heartedness, and may this be helpful. Maybe this idea of, may I hold this uncomfortableness with kindness and ease. So if you'd like to unmute, we could all say goodbye together. So
bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Peggy.
Bye, Fred. Bye, Neil.
Bye, Vicky.
Bye, Neil. Bye, Vicky.
Bye, Fred. Bye, everyone.
Bye, Diana.
Adios.
Bye there.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye, Hugh.
Nice to see you. Yeah.